Hi, this is Jim Brown, President of Tech Clarity, and today I'm speaking with Robert Roy. Robert's the Vice President of Product Quality for CDC Software. CDC Software recently won the Spike Award for their use of social computing in product innovation and product development at the Spike Summit. The Spike Summit is really intended as a way for companies to get together and share experiences and successes in the way that they're using social computing to drive higher levels of product innovation and really improve product development processes. So welcome, Robert. Happy to be able to share some of your experiences with us today. Maybe if you could start, why don't you tell me, what was the opportunity that CDC Software really saw, or what was the problem you're trying to solve? What were you really trying to accomplish when you started the program?
Well, thank you, Jim. First, before I get into the question, I'd like to say that CDC Software is very honored to have received this award, and I'd like to thank Calypso and the Spike Summit for the award. Back to your question about the opportunity that we saw. As a purely agile development shop, CDC Software saw an opportunity to leverage the agile development process, emerging technologies, and social media solutions to streamline and speed up our development timelines and get more robust solutions out to our customers faster.
So that's interesting, and I've seen a lot of software companies and technology companies moving to an agile methodology. But why did you choose social media? Why was social computing important to the initiative?
Well, we saw an opportunity to leverage SharePoint and social media outlets to streamline our agile development lifecycle and really focus on architecting good solutions for our customers. The agile development process ultimately gives you the ability to make changes mid-development without having to architect the perfect solution up front that takes a valuable time and makes mid-cycle changes way more costly. So SharePoint allowed us to face the tough challenges up front and closely collaborate and integrate with our Scrum methodology. In addition, as you know, Scrum is communication intensive, and with us having widely distributed teams, it was imperative that we find ways to allow for a rich collaborative experience within the teams.
That's really interesting. So what else can you tell us about the program?
Well, we perform agile development, and many times our development teams sit together in the same location, which makes the collaboration very quick and easy. However, this is not always the case, and SharePoint gives us the ability to work the Scrum process with teams split up in multiple geographic locations. We hold one Scrum site per SharePoint project. These projects, at a minimum, contain a document library for sharing electronic files. We have a list of the team members and their contact information and a discussion board. Once we reach a point where SharePoint is working well and all efficiencies are built in, we save it as a template in order to reduce time in the next project setup. So the teams also use communication media such as Instant Messenger for faster communication without the need for lengthy phone calls. We also use Twitter and Facebook, which allows us to monitor our brand, stay in touch with what customers are saying about each release, and integrate their feedback instantly into the development lifecycle.
Well, that sounds like you're really doing a lot, and I know CDC is a large global company, so I'm sure there's a lot of collaboration going on across the globe there. Maybe tell me a little bit about the results. I mean, what, from a business perspective, what do you feel was really accomplished by the overall program and the use of social media?
Well, you know, we're releasing more robust, high-quality features and enhancements to our customers in far less time, and customers feel that they have ownership in the product and that their needs are really being met.
So, Robert, how important were the social media and social computing concepts to being able to achieve the benefits?
Yeah, Jim, they're very important to our company. You know, from the product management side, our group here uses, you know, the Twitter and Facebook fairly extensively. However, on the R&D side of the house, which is where I spend a lot of my time, we really use a lot more of the Skype and the Instant Messenger and SharePoint for our collaborative experiences.
Yeah, that makes a tremendous amount of sense, and you know, obviously using the right tools for the right jobs is the right way to go. Sounds like you've done a good job of trying to capture your best practices in templates so you can repeat this process. Any other next steps as you go forward?
Yeah, you know, we'll continue to use the existing sites and technologies that have been successful and search for new possibilities for each release. Obviously, SharePoint templates will be updated regularly to keep up with emerging technologies and business needs. But right now, we have no plans to return to a waterfall development methodology or use the tools available to us in a reduced fashion. If anything, we will continue to push the edge of these tools' capabilities as we strive to be a leader in our marketplace.
Robert, I really want to thank you again for your time today and for sharing your experience, and also congratulations again to CDC Software for winning the Spike Award for Technology.
Thank you very much, Jim.